Father, we bless you. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. We exalt you for your mercy over our life. Lord, we exalt you. We worship you. Thank you, Father. We lift you up higher, for you are God and there is none like unto you. We worship you, Lord. We bow down, we lay our crown, and we say, thank you, Jesus. For you, the Lord, you are God and you are God alone. We thank you. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say, God, you are worthy to be praised forever and ever. We honor your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We worship your name. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will pour out upon us your goodness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind, his gracious, and his mercy endures forever over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me because the Lord is with me. I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The Lord go ahead of me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the grace of the Lord is available unto me. I assess the provision of God for my life today. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord against every storm of the enemy in this day. I declare this day, I cancel every works of darkness, every attack of the enemy. You are canceled by the blood of Jesus. This day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that the siege of the enemy is canceled. Every siege of the enemy that is preventing me from moving to the next level, I break you down. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I have dominion over this day by the name of Jesus. And I call forth multiple grace for this day. I call forth the favor of the Lord for this day. I call forth the mercy of the Lord upon my life for this day, in the name of Jesus. Today, I arise in the grace of the Lord. I arise with power. I move today in the strength of the Spirit, and I do exploit by the power of the Holy Spirit that is upon me. I receive today the grace for exploit in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive angelic assistance, for the Lord has declared that he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I receive the release of angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Today, I press into the divine flow of favor and the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare today, oh, the burden of fear, worries, and anxiety of this day is taken off my neck. I lay the burden at the feet of Jesus, and I walk in the finished work of Christ in the name of Jesus. I declare today, my seat is not in the corners of death, not in the corners of sickness, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Oh, I declare, my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. Every door that has been closed against me, doors of opportunity, door of breakthrough, I command you open in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I declare by the word of the Lord, I silence every whisper of failure, every whisper of frustration, every whisper of sickness, every whisper of infirmity. I silence you over my life in the name of Jesus. I silence every voice that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord, against the name of the Lord. I silence you in the name of Jesus. Every imagination of the wicked, every thought of the wicked towards me, oh, I cancel you. I render you useless in the name of Jesus. Evil thoughts that is emanating from the wicked towards me, I turn you back to where you come from. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. Today, I walk in alignment with the favor of the Lord. I walk in alignment with the blessings of today. In the name of Jesus, I call forth divine connections and strategic alignment with my help today, with my benefactor today, with my helper today. today in the name of Jesus. I am divinely connected with my provision in the name of Jesus. I will not be cut off from my supply of blessing in the name of Jesus. I cancel every appointment with evil, appointment of wickedness, appointment with accident. I cancel you over my life today in the name of Jesus. Every evil embargo that is placed on this day, you will not manifest in my life. You will not manifest upon my household. I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon my life, is upon my household in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, we are going to present our prayers before the Lord. But before we do that, let me remind us of our program that is coming up tomorrow by the grace of God. Tomorrow is Thursday, the last Thursday of the month of July, 30th of July, 2026. I want to invite us for this special program, Time of Refreshing. The theme of the program is Hope, Purpose, and Future. That is standing on Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, where the Lord said, I know the thought that I have towards you is the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a good and expected end, to give you a future and a hope. I want to invite you to come and share out of the goodness of the Lord, to come and appear before the presence of the Lord in Zion, for your strength be renewed. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God tomorrow at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Jokudo Junction, Songo Eleele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you. And for those that are out of town, by the grace of God, the Lord giving us the clarity of the day, we are going to be online as well. That is for those that are out of town that won't be able to join us. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me make this brief announcement. Something great is coming in the month of August. I said it last week. By the grace of God, in the month of August, the Forge Ministry, our on-site ministry, is going to be one by the grace of God. It's going to be 1 year. I want to believe some of us, we are surprised. Yes, how time flies. So by the grace of God, we are going to have a special time in the presence of God during this program. So we are going to bring the announcement to you how the program is going to go. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And if the Lord is laying it upon your heart to be a blessing unto us, you can reach out to us through our social media platform and through our numbers that is available on this podcast. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, this morning we are going to be praying. I want you to go with me to the book of Psalm 35, from verse 1 to verse 10. The scripture says, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my heart. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly. Let his net that he has hidden catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. He shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor from the needy, from him who plunders him. Praise God. I want us to go back to verse 1. We are going to start our prayer from there. And I want you to pray, really. We might not be able to go through the whole verse from that 1 to 10, but I want to believe that I've laid into your hand the tool by which you are going to pray with this morning. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Ask for the mercy of the Lord and declare, Lord, plead my cause. Arise, O Lord, and plead my cause. There are many of us that the enemy has presented your case in the coven of their wickedness, and it is only the Lord alone that can arise and speak on your behalf. People of God, rise up and pray this morning. Father, arise and plead my cause, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, plead my cause in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the coven of the wicked, arise, O Lord, and plead my cause. For you, the Lord, you are my shield. You are shield unto me. Father, arise, plead my cause in the name of Jesus. Arise and fight for me. Lord, arise for my help and plead my cause, O Lord. Arise for my help and plead my cause in the name of Jesus. Lord, arise, fight against those who fight against me. Lord, arise, disappoint the gathering of the wicked over my life in the name of Jesus. Let the preparation of the wicked, let it be disappointed. Let their hand that is lifted up, let it come down upon themselves. Father, you will disappoint the wickedness of the wicked. You will not allow them to perform their enterprise upon my portion in the name of Jesus. Father, you will guide me, you will guide my inheritance. Arise, O Lord, and plead my cause. Arise, O Lord, and fight for my sake. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, plead my cause. Fight against those who have gathered themselves against me. Lord, the congregation of the wicked that has set up a siege around my inheritance, you will scatter them in the name of Jesus. O Lord, arise and plead my cause. In the name of Jesus, arise and plead my cause. Lord, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Of a truth, they've gathered themselves together. They've gathered themselves in number. They've gathered themselves in their wickedness, in their wickedness of darkness. They've gathered themselves in the appearance of proud waters. But you, O Lord, art a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. Baba, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help, O Lord. Oluwa, diasa atiakbata. Father, take hold of shield and buckler and arise for my help. Disappoint the gathering of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Oh, truly they have gathered. Truly they've come together to spoil the inheritance of your people. Father, arise, O Lord, and disappoint the gathering of the wicked. Disappoint the coming together of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Save me, save my portion, save my inheritance, save my household in the name of Jesus. Father, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let the congregation of the wicked, let their congregation be scattered. In the name of Jesus, Father, also draw out spear to those who pursue my soul, those who pursue repentantly after my soul. Father, you will disappoint them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them be put to shame and brought to dishonor, those who seek after my life. Let the congregation of the wicked be disgraced over my life. Let their enterprise be pulled down. Who seek after my life, let those be turned back and brought to confusion. Those who plot hurt against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, let them be like shaft before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in that very pit that they have dug for me, let them fall into it. Let their life, let their enterprise be buried in their own wickedness. In the name of Jesus, that the destruction of their wickedness will come upon them unexpectedly, and let their net catch them. Let them fall into the destruction that they have planned for my soul in the name of Jesus. Oh, as for me, let my soul rejoice in the Lord. Let it rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. Let my soul bless the Lord, for his salvation is eternal in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to go through this prayer and declare it upon your life as you go today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Declare unto the Lord that the Lord will plead your cause, that the Lord God will vindicate you. Let me encourage you, beloved. Read through this Psalm 35 and make it a prayer for today. Declare that the Lord will arise, that the Lord will not be far from you, and the Lord will stir up concerning you. The Lord will arise and vindicate you. The Lord arise and plead your cause in the congregation of the wicked that have gathered themselves against you. Ask that the Lord will vindicate you, will vindicate your portion, will vindicate your destiny in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will vindicate you according to his righteousness, not according to your own righteousness, but according to his mercy. That the Lord will arise and fight for you. For the Lord is your shield, is the glory and the lifter up of your head. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. I declare the goodness of the Lord upon you. The light of his countenance be lifted upon you. The favor of the Lord is upon you. Oh, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.